The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. It's a sad moment we are in because I realize we are in stuff that I've talked about before, but we're seeing it being deployed, and it's the overtake, the attempted overtake of the Republican Party, basically, by a bunch of people who have decided, oh, let's cancel people to our right. Let's forget about all these racial subjects that they keep bringing up. It's not good. It's looking bad, makes us look bad. We are the new Republican Party, and we will move on without them. And Elon is at the center of this. And I had described this thing. I mean, it was clear during the primary of the Republican Party. There was a coalition building around Trump that were kind of new, that were almost liberals. And what we're seeing right now is Elon going mask off about being a leftist, basically. Elon is a leftist, and he's like a teenage leftist who's never grown out of it. He's very emotional about this, about the subject of immigration. And he's losing it even more than yesterday. Here he says on Twitter, "The reason I'm in America, along with so many critical people who built SpaceX, Tesla, and hundreds of other companies that made America strong, is because of H-1B. Take a big step back and fuck yourself in the face. I will go to war on this issue, the likes of which you cannot possibly comprehend." Whoa, declaration of war by Elon. I mean, this is so autistic. I mean, he looks like a PC game character. It's like, it's almost overdone. I'm going to go to the likes of which you cannot comprehend. Wow. What does that mean? I mean, clearly, what it meant yesterday is that he was restoring a censorship regime. So what do we have here? We have a leftist posing as a right-winger and taking over the Republican Party, but also doing exactly what leftists do, which is censor because they don't like what you have to say. And I think ultimately we're talking about a schism at the level of how you interact with the internet. Because people of my generation, I've accepted that my epistemology would be built on the internet. I accepted that if you lose an internet debate, I'm going to adopt the winning position. And if it comes to be established, even if it's not established in peer-reviewed science, in the academia, in the mainstream media, if you make a good argument, I will believe that fact, whether it's about race or about all the other subjects that we've talked about across the years. I have decided that the internet was the right place for epistemology to happen. It was the only place where it could happen without the interference from the classical, the traditional systems that have hid the truth to the population forever in the history of human civilization before the internet came in. So to me, the internet is a big deal. I don't think that Elon Musk and his generation and his type of normie kind of personality, I don't think they interact with the internet in the same way. Elon, I would tell you, as long as you are in this self-deceptive mode of going to war rather than opening your heart to arguments that make sense, opening your heart to factual observations, you will always be living in the deceptive space of a morally constructed world inside of you, which is exactly what every fascist leftist lives in. They create a reality in their head. It's the reality that needs to be to meet their moral standard. And then they start going on the aggression mode and they start shutting down other voices because ultimately their cognitive dissonance cannot be sustained. I mean, can you imagine being stuck with artists like Papa JF going after your main belief, like the belief that race doesn't exist, and spending years of his life just annoying you with facts, just coming back to you and coming back to you, and at some point they want to silence Papa JF because they can't hear it anymore. And I think we've reached a breaking point for Elon here. Elon not wanting to confront his whole history with race, because people were pointing out, first, someone is invited, Augustus Invictus, saying, have you considered moving SpaceX, Tesla, and all those other companies to India? You would have 1.5 billion Indians ready to work, and you wouldn't even have to deal with the visa process or with lazy, dumb white Americans who complain about jobs going to foreigners. Good luck. I mean, there you go. You have it. Elon sees himself as a product of H-1B immigration, and for this defends the H-1B visa. But there's the other side of the medal. To be a H-1B migrant, Elon, you had to flee from somewhere. That somewhere was a place where a demographic shift happened that gave power to non-white. And you saw what happened, and you wouldn't have started SpaceX in South Africa. In the South Africa liberated by blacks. So you have to see the two parts of the system that you are, Elon. You have to understand that you are an immigrant to the US, but that also means you are an immigrant from somewhere where there were less white people than in the US. And this is the problem with immigration. It's like no matter how based or how selected your migrants are, no matter how excellent they are on some measure of economic success or whatever you want to select them on, they always tend to favor immigration. They think that their history, their personal history, is reproducible, and that's their error. What they bring with them are people of lesser quality. Ariel Suarez says, someone from South Africa not acknowledging the true nature of race, that is a very dangerous position. But I think that there was a arrested development in Elon. I think that he has been having the leftist moral principles just embedded so strongly in him that he doesn't even understand his own history, and therefore is incapable of guiding America forward on this issue because he's blind. He's created his own blind spot. John Drake says, Musk admit to censoring Laura Loomer because he didn't like what she was saying. I mean, it's insane because we thought we had moved on. But no, we were just waiting to step on the wrong egg, on the sensitive subject that would trigger Elon. And as it turns out, it was fucking Indian H-1Bs. Who knew? Who knew? But it makes sense in hindsight. It makes sense that Elon would go to the border, the southern border. And that's the immigration he doesn't like. I mean, personally, I'll be honest. I have respect for all ways of life. So to me, even if you tell me that the Mexicans are more likely to end up in gangs or whatever, to me, the Indian migrant is just as annoying as the Mexican. Because to me, they live their own ways and it's not our way. And that's the problem. That is the problem, I think. It's that we import difference. I'm not like Elon, where I have particular preferences and some of these differences I accept or reject. I reject all of them. I hate immigration of all kinds. Doubting Thomas says, JF, has Trump said anything on this matter or stayed out of the fray? Well, unfortunately, Trump comes out today in support of Elon, which feeds into my theory, and I'll be laying out my theory later. I believe we're seeing a spectacle here. I don't like getting conspiratorial when it's not needed. Sometimes you need a conspiracy to explain some facts that you observe. In this case, I'm not sure it's needed, but I think it makes a lot of sense to reinterpret what is happening here, not as an accident of the trajectory of the post-election dynamics in the U.S., but as something that was deployed intentionally. And I believe Elon has more intentionality in this than seems to be. And so let me let's see the state of the Elon backlash on Twitter. First, there are some people who had lost blue check marks yesterday. They have regained it. So we don't know what happened here. Was it Elon going too harsh and then regretting? Perhaps. In any case, I'm reassured that the crisis of Elon was not as great as we could have thought yesterday, based on the many people who had lost their blue check marks. But it does seem that Laura Loomer is still affected. Keith Woods says, these guys don't even bother to delete their archive of posts saying they hate whites and want to kill them before they start pretending to be America First conservative. See, this guy is very important because I don't know who that is, Sid Art, CloudWatch 199, but maybe he's a bot, maybe he's someone acting on behalf of some centralized entity trying to control the discourse on the internet. But I think he incarnates what's happening here, which is an attempt of takeover of the Republican Party, and act as if all of the people who have been supporting the Republican Party up to now, they don't matter anymore. Oh, so passé, so racist, so 2004. You guys should be forgotten. So here you have basically a leftist, anti-white, classical type of guy. No, they should not. All these white women and young men who voted for Trump should suffer. They don't deserve shit. Okay. Dirty whites envy Indians and Chinese because they can't compete with us. So they brought in affirmative action. Indians are above whites too. Keep quiet. The only stereotype right now is that we're better than whites in every indicator. Okay, an anti-white racist. Now, what is this guy doing today? Well, he's tweeting as he's celebrating the victory of Trump because it's a different Trump. So these people are trying to take over the Republican Party as it stands. The coalition has won. The people have made it clear 2016 Trump is not 2024 Trump. The GOP is rising stronger, rejecting fringe distractions and focusing on America first. See, they're trying. We have here an anti-white Indian who identifies as America first. They're trying to absorb this set of words and claim it for themselves. America first will always be the movement led by Nick Fuentes. Like you can add a million Indian spammers all you want on X, it will still be a movement led by Nick Fuentes, and it is not the movement that you're describing, and it does not include anti-whiteism. It's time to educate and unite around issues that matter, ending the destructive country quota DEI caps that are burning our industries to the ground and stealing American innovation. I'm ready to work with GOP leaders to ensure we keep fighting for our nation's future. Let's protect American workers, empower American businesses, and restore greatness. So here, a political message of unity, but we have an anti-white Indian who's making it and who's trying to clap, to grasp, to add to his grasp and claw in the term America First. We are in an operation here. We are seeing a psyop, which is why Letter Apron Club was commenting. He said, did they make Elon post those terrible takes? Fundamentally, Elon and his ilk are not conservative. Therefore, this rift was very likely to form at some point. We are talking about a psyop being deployed to legitimize an entry of basically what are leftists, liberals, and corporate liberals a la Elon into the Republican Party and doing exactly what the far left demands, which is, oh, can you hide these inconvenient facts? And okay, can we shut down Laura Loomer? Can we shut down JF? Can we shadow ban this? Can we ban Classics Groyper? Can we ban all these Groyper accounts? Those are demands of the left, and it's not surprising because they come from leftists who are trying to enter the Republican Party, claim it as their own, and act as if the Republican Party has never been anything else than them. This is even graver than the center-right Charlie Kirk types, because the center-right Charlie Kirk types, at least they have a legitimate position within the Republican Party. These guys are ultra-centrist, center-leftist. They are not Charlie Kirk type. They don't have a history of defending right-wing ideas. And so not surprising that when things get hot, the first thing we have is a massive rift rising around the question of immigration. And since I'm feeling such a psyop being pulled in front of us, I'm starting to question the intent of Elon here. So let me present to you my theory of what's going on. You don't have to see it as a necessity, nor do you have to see it as excluding other theories. But look at it from this perspective for a moment. I ask you to open your mind. Theory. Elon Musk intentionally picked up the fight with the Groypers to give himself a justification for cleaning the platform from Groypers at the request of leftist corporations. The ban of a few networked Groypers yesterday came a few weeks after Project Groyp showed up on X and bought a golden checkmark. Leftist activists did what they usually do, write to corporations who have a golden checkmark to do some concerned trolling. Aren't you worried you have the same stamp on your profile as a bunch of evil racists, etc.? The leftist corporations started writing to Elon asking for the removal of Project Groyp and its affiliates from the Golden Checkmark program. If he doesn't, they will withdraw their monthly payment for the Golden Checkmark and will stop buying advertising. Meanwhile, the ADLs of this world jumped onto the bandwagon by threatening Elon that they will expand this anti-Groyp campaign if no action is taken within a week, asking all corporations to do the same. Elon found himself in a tough position. He has marketed his whole purchase of X on the principle of free speech and said fuck you to the advertisers before. He made a promise to the public that our speech wouldn't be bought out by corporations who want to silence us anymore. He simply cannot abide by the threat request explicitly. But at the same time, he is receiving pressure from Linda Yaccarino, indicating that X will be in a poor financial position if they don't respond to the threat. Elon then goes on to Twitter, makes a few naive statements that he knows will ruffle feathers among the racially aware crowd on X. This gives him his perfect excuse. We will ban the Groypers not because we do not stand for free speech anymore, but because Elon is an emotional child. Elon doesn't mind taking the bullet if it means saving X. He has created a perfect pretext, which he can defend individually forever without ever having to acknowledge that what he did is the very same thing which he was critical of the past Twitter administration he sold out his free speech principles, but he can always maintain the face and say, I'm just very sensitive on this subject as an immigrant myself. Does that make sense to you? Because I think this could be what happened. I think Elon was looking for a confrontation with the Groypers. I think Elon was feeling the pressure maybe from friends, from Trump, maybe from leftist corporations. Of course, all big corporations are leftist. And I think he had to create a conflict with the Groyper so that his banning of the Groypers wouldn't come out of nowhere. He could justify it from, oh, well, they attacked me. Oh, well, they made a campaign against me. Oh, well, they spammed my own account, so I saw it, so I banned them. I believe that Elon went fishing for Groypers, and he caught some of them, and now he announces that he is at war, which is extremely worrying, because what does it mean? What will happen to an account like mine? I'm not a Groyper, but I'm supportive of many of their beliefs, and I often cover Groyper content. So what will happen in the Elon war? Well, a year or two from now, I can guarantee to you that Elon will have demonstrated to these advertisers, hey, I can ban a few of your requests, and eventually it's going to get to me. Eventually it's going to get to all dissident right-wing voice that don't adhere to this new version of the Republican Party, which is infinite Indians, and let's try to win. Win what? Win at what? Win at getting a higher GDP? It's not clear, but they want us to win. Elon, making these statements, take a big step back and fuck yourself in the face. And I will go to war on this issue like the likes of which you cannot possibly comprehend. This means Elon is abandoning us. Elon has liberated us, but perhaps we were just a chip for bargaining for him. And he's done doing the bargaining that he wanted to do. And eventually we will be back to Gab, maybe. That would be a very sad future, but I don't see a war the likes of which you cannot possibly comprehend. That is massive. That is Elon radically changing his view, his attitude with free speech. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, an interesting case study demonstrating that India isn't backwards as a result of Western colonialism is its neighbor country, Nepal, a very similar people. Due to their geography, they were never colonized by the West, yet they're even more of a backwater and corrupt country than India. Interesting. This is not an argument I would use in a debate because I can imagine the weaknesses being pointed out. I think it's a relatively weak argument, but interesting to know. I don't believe in natural experiments. When you talk about comparing countries, I believe that there is always something that people miss. Like when people say, oh, you know, the separation between North Korea and South Korea is a direct test of how bad communism is. First, the claim that there's no genetic difference within the whole of Korea is ridiculous. If I was to split the U.S. with a line, there's not a place that I could place that line anywhere in the U.S. where I wouldn't have some kind of event of selection. The people west of the line would be different genetically than the people right of the line. So first, that's one thing. Secondly, I think there is a misattribution here to say it is capitalism that leads to all of the difference between South Korea and North Korea. I think is absolutely ridiculous, because capitalism is also the system that in effect in many African nations. Now, arguably, Africans are genetically less capable of producing stuff. But if you're going to attribute everything to capitalism versus communism, you still have a hole in your explanations here. Why aren't African countries thriving? And then you'll realize South Korea is rich in large part because it's been integrated as a piece of the American empire, basically. So South Korea has played a game, kind of the game of Ukraine, if you will. Send us money and, oh yeah, you can have bases here and you can have, and there will be an exchange of economics. So it's not really, it's a false story to say capitalism is what leads to the difference between South Korea and North Korea. It's integration to the military empire of the U.S., first and foremost. Roman Helmet Guy says, as a Roman plantation owner, I'm an expert in agricultural talent, and let me tell you, the slaves just work harder than citizens. Citizens spend time with their families. They get called off to war for months at a time. Slaves just grind. I mean, this is exactly what's happening. It's a repeat of the slave imports to Rome, to the Roman Empire. And it is a conflict between the people at the bottom of society who have to live with the consequences of the demographic change. The people at the top, like Elon Musk, who, from their perspective, it is just harder workers. Jackie Chan says, hey, Jeff, on the topic of relationships, when you date or engage with women, are you kind of focusing on red flags so you can eliminate them fast? Or do you give it time to see if any bad behaviors emerge? I kind of don't want to date a woman and then dump her because she says, oh, hey, I voted Biden. In my life, I've not had the privilege most of the time of selecting out women. I mean, to me, the question is, what is the woman that allows the quickest insemination to baby making? Now, it's a very kind of blasé attitude to have. To say, all right, I will just inseminate any woman. But in the context where we live in an unjust world, you have zero legal protection, a woman will kidnap your children with the help of family court. In this context, I have decided a revolt against the world at some point in my life, and I decided to spray and pray. So I've ended up, rejecting women because of red flags. To the contrary, I would see the red flags and I would be like, okay, so life is going to be painful with this woman. Let's still inseminate her. Now, I've had the luck that somehow, at 40 years old, I have gained a wonderful girlfriend who is, I can feel that we are truly made for each other. But I wouldn't recommend just waiting for this. I would say my strategy, and I'm not saying you should adopt this, but my strategy has been inseminate any opportunity. Anyways, you can't have foreknowledge of the quality of your mate because people are deceptive, and women in particular are deceptive. So they will deceive you for a year or two. The woman will present her best self to you. And then her worst self will show up when she has attained what she wanted to attain with you. So if a woman just wanted one child from you, her true self will show up at the first pregnancy. And she might very well organize a hidden birth in a hidden hospital so that she can run away with the baby. So given this environment, and the fact that I was stuck in, I had no option for a true marriage with a loyal relationship. I've been not caring about red flags and saying, all right, to the contrary, I need to inseminate all these women with red flags so that we can move on, so that she can kidnap the baby, so that she can betray me, so that she can go insane. And so that I can move on to the next until I can shuffle through and roll the dice often enough that eventually I catch something good. And amazingly, it's basically what happened. It just took me basically 200 girlfriends before I found a quality one, a true lady, a true respectable person with respectable moral, respectable intelligence, and absolute beauty. So, I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can preserve yourself. But let me tell you, there are people who will grow into old age, have zero babies because they keep wanting to preserve themselves. The other opportunity, if you're a tougher mind, if you're capable of taking it, but it's rough on the mental energy. But the other opportunity is full insemination. No care about the red flags. Of course, you need to read about red flags to understand what's going to come to you and understand the kind of fucked up woman you're going to have to deal with. But ultimately, the question of a given insemination is always the following. Am I in a better state coming inside of her and having a baby? Even if it's a baby that she kidnaps, even if she's not loyal, even if she tries to divorce rape me, is it a better world for me, the world in which I have a baby versus the world in which I don't have this baby? So very often, my answer, almost all the time, is insemination. Insemination. Now, you might not be willing to take as much as I took in my life. So you choose, Jackie Chan. Adam says, Jeff, if legal to answer in Canada, in the sense of the word root from the revolutionary phenotype, what agents would you say are the greatest root cause of political outcomes deploying on Earth today? Is politics many things or the permutations of that one set of agents and their vast political output? Well, it's a complicated question because ultimately there's a lot of political things. And if you start numbering them, you start counting them by the number rather than by the quality, you will see that most political events happening in the mainstream media, normie sphere, are basically spectacles pulled by money. And so they are ultimately the desires of a few millionaires, billionaires, just making these things happen. But you could argue also that, okay, those are baits, but that you could argue that things must be weighted by quality because ultimately there are political events that are of zero importance. I mean, consider, for example, the attempt at ruining Trump's life with sexual assault allegations back in 2016. There was like 11 women or something like that. Who remembers these 11 women? No one remembers. So was it an important event? No. But did it create a lot of media coverage then? Yes. So they tried. Fadam says the nature of these subordinated spectacles are determined by prior events, the root. Oh, well, if you wanna go to, okay, what is it that makes a billionaire want to create a spectacle? I mean, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. But what is it, really? It's a good question. I don't have a full answer. I would say my view is often that, for example, things like political feminism is an accidental expression of a set of genes that women have evolved to handle the personal relationship with the husband. And that it makes sense for these genes to exist when it's for a husband, but it doesn't make sense when these genes start trying to control the whole of society. So I guess you could have a similar theory of root for political events. Well, okay, so what creates all these coverage and these spectacles in the mainstream media? But it's a bunch of millionaires and billionaires that just wanted this to happen because they thought it was good. Well, what is the root, the emotional and genetic root of these desires that millionaires have? Well, millionaires may be vengeful. They may be over-enthusiastic. They may try to get some influence on others. They may have the kind of God complex, thinking that they can affect the course of time by creating these events. And I would bet that it boils down to their basic emotional functioning. That it boils down to you have a desire of revenge, you have a desire to win, you have a desire to influence, and all of this sums up, eventually makes you realize, oh, I need to get coverage on Trump's sexual assault. I need to bring the public's attention to this. Joss Sanguinis says, feminism made us all henpecked, divorce-raped husbands to women we never met. Yes. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, what is your body count? About 200. I have had sex with about 200 women across the continents of planet Earth. All of them are so unimportant, and they were so banal when you see the greatness that my current girlfriend is, the absolute perfection of a woman that she is. These 200 women, they don't come close. They are not even in the same league. To me, they are very distant memories of trying to find a wife desperately, but being faced with a world of liberal feminism and women that can't decide, and women that were ultimately unintelligent and ugly. I mean, some of them were 9 out of 10, but I have to keep a 10 out of 10 for my current girlfriend. And now she makes me realize that even the most beautiful of the women I've fucked in my life, they didn't arrive close to a 10. Frog Eyes says, Jeff, will you buy a full sized pickup truck now? No, I never will. I enjoy being around pickup trucks because they are a measure of the ongoing amount of masculinity around you. And ultimately, if there are pickup trucks around, it is a sign that females have not taken over the local society yet. Because when females take over the local society, they make gasoline impossible to pay for, and people then have interest to reduce their consumptions of gasoline. So no, personally, I am for gas efficiency. And a pickup truck gives you no advantage. Unless you carry big tools, there's really a very limited amount of things that you can carry in a pickup truck that you can't carry in my car. Because my car, if I flip the seats and I open the hatchback door, I can carry the whole building supplies for building an entire house, no problem. So personally, I don't like pickup trucks because they are really a waste of gas. I don't know of anyone who makes a legitimate use of this big carrying capacity. You always see these pickup trucks empty. There's maybe a couple of professions in which it's justified. You're a plumber and you're carrying these water heater tanks. Maybe a water heater tank would be hard to fit in my car. But in terms of carrying more babies, you need a van. You need a minivan. David Smith says, no worries, can always check it, my mate. Okay, I don't know what that means. Rodi Lacid says, then JF, you look into getting a Japanese K truck. It's a mini truck, great gas mileage, but they are workhorses and can haul all kinds of loads. I see them for like 5K. I don't have anything that I want to hold. Jackie Chan says, according to Wikipedia, H-1B is for bachelor degree level havers, so like 4-year college degrees. So it seems they lose the argument on this basis alone. We need more 115 IQ people. We have more than those than India. More of those than India. We need more 140 IQ people. We have more of those than India. Is this right? I don't know. I would have to check the curves and the quantifications. Honestly, you're throwing claims there. I just don't know. And to me, it's never been, anyways, a problem of. To me, it's a fallacy to start thinking. Well, do we have these? If we don't have them, let the population develop, let the incentives develop across generations so that we will produce them. There's nothing that white people cannot do. So if there's such a big demand for tech workers, let them develop within your population. And if you can't find enough of them, increase the salary until there's a bunch of people who say, hey, it's worth it now for me to go to California and get my kids trained. If you don't let these incentives play out and you find the Indian solution all the time, you are punishing the local population and you're not letting natural mechanisms operate within your society that would have led to perhaps California reviewing the way it treats its families. Perhaps California becoming more hospitable to white people. You know, you have to let companies go bankrupt sometimes so that people start asking, hey, maybe we're doing something wrong here. Maybe we shouldn't be so anti-white. Maybe we shouldn't harass families. Maybe we shouldn't do this and that. And perhaps then we could have an economy. But no, the easy solution is import an indentured slave, basically. That's effectively what the H-1B visa is. You have to make your company happy, and if they're not happy, you're out of the country. Robert Paulson sends a super chat. He says, I have a theory that this biggest Fermi filter is that technology and progress is not a straight line going up, but a parabola. Beings advance so much, then realize further advancement means becoming Elon's insectoid worker drones. So they return to Monk. What do you think? I love this vision because I think it's what's happening in society right now. Now, I don't think that technology and progress are parabolic forever. I think they are parabolic in our recent past, if you look at the last 200 years. But I think we're done already. I think we're pretty much stopping. And yeah, you're going to have some advance in robotics and AI, and that's going to be it, probably. I think it's all downhill from here, mostly. I love your theory because it's kind of what I do. I have seen the parabolic developments of our past, and I have decided that the next step was dangerous for us. I have found why it was dangerous for us, and I have warned humanity. Now, there's still something naive about your hypothesis, which is your hypothesis doesn't imply evolution. Your hypothesis implies a willful return to Monk. And a willful return to Monk is a psychological, intentional move of society that I do not expect, unless you can explain to me how the return to Monk is advantageous to the genes that make it. That's why I have kind of a darker read on the outcome in the revolutionary phenotype. I said, no, people aren't going to return to Monk. There's going to be a bunch of people trying to return to Monk, and they're going to get owned by the societies of drones controlled by central AIs genetically. So I have a darker and less naive look. I think that your situation you describe would be fascinating and desirable, but I don't think it's happening. I do think that we have a mechanism of centralization happening with Elon, with wealth, with control. And if you combine this with the revolutionary phenotype, with genetic control, it will lead to these drone societies. Trigmamel sends a super chat. Thank you so much for your generosity tonight, guys. He says, in about 3 weeks, I will be in Taiwan for a month to meet another woman from a dating app. I never thought when I called you crying about dating 4 years ago that I would be flying to Asia multiple times to inseminate. Well, Shringmamel, one thing with you, we can say for sure, you are doing the work. And so if there's a possibility for you to inseminate, certainly you deserve it at this point, because holy shit, have you been deploying a lot of effort. Well, much respect to you, and I'm happy that you will have an opportunity in about 3 weeks. Taiwan, okay. So you will go there with experience that you didn't have the first time you went. Humans versus ants. Someone sent me this video. Oh yeah, it's a video that's been memeing a lot recently. I actually never watched it. So let's see. I just saw it on my timeline. Okay, so the ants on the right are passing this complex shape in a hole, whereas the humans on the left are trying to pass the same shape. Fascinating because look at the ant's attempt, and it can trigger your perception of intentionality. Like this is like a guy trying. Oh, let's try the small part. Oh, it's not working. No. Let's try going around. Let's try the big part first. Okay, big. Okay. Oh, it's kind of short here. Okay, let's try it. Oh, let's try going in. Oh, yeah, and out. You know, if you do this narrative in your head, you realize that intentionality is perceived. Intentionality is not how things work. In that sense, I am an eliminativist in the philosophy of mind, which is I don't believe that our brain works in the way our narratives work. And what I did here is I did a narrative over the ants movement. And you could imagine that these very movements would be made by an intelligent being, a single one, or by two coordinated beings. But no, they were done by ants that have brains that are not even a millimeter wide and that have just a handful of neurons that can just control basic movements. Yeah, I think the lesson from this is intentionality is perceived, and systems of coordination succeed at doing everything that we think we do with our intentions and we think we do with our planning. But this planning is not even how we accomplish it, and it's not even necessary to accomplish what we do. Autistic Iron Man literally declaring war, says Robin. His weapon of choice is infinite Indians. Are you prepared to fight for the fight, white man? On the declaration of war by Elon Musk. And Trump backs Elon Musk and Ramaswamy on H-1B visas, as he uses them himself. I've always liked the visas. I've always been in favor of the visas. That's why we have them. I have many H-1B visas on my properties. I've been a believer in H-1B. I've used it many times. It's a great program. In fact, it's one of the greatest programs we have. In fact, H-1B is the greatest. Now, this is Trump 2024. Let's see what he was saying in 2016.
First of all, I think, and I know the H-1B very well, and it's something that I frankly use, and I shouldn't be allowed to use. We shouldn't have it. Very, very bad for workers. And second of all, I think it's very important to say, well, I'm a businessman, and I have to do what I have to do, and it's sitting there waiting for you, but it's very bad. It's very bad for business in terms of, it's very bad for our workers, and it's unfair for our workers, and we should end it. Well, first of
all. Okay. So Trump is a different man. The Trump that was just elected is not going, it doesn't even come with the promises of 2016. Now, there is someone who wants to talk to us. He is joining us. I'm just trying to set things up here so that I can hear him. Hello? Okay, let's see if I can activate my Discord. Someone wants to talk with us. Hello? Okay. Let's bring him on. Hello, T. Do you hear me, T? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, you are live on the Ask Me Anything. So you wanted to talk tonight. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Okay. The first thing I wanted to ask you, I've been wanting to ask you this. Been meaning to ask you about this is if you've read Emil Kierkegaard, I believe his name is. If you've read his review of your book, The Revolutionary Phenotype.
Yes, I did, and I commented on it. It's a ridiculous review, where he's like,
"Okay,
well, the theory is not likely to be good because JF doesn't have a good impact factor." And it's like, I'm not even an exercising scientist. I gave up my academic career. And so he starts with H factor calculations and that kind of stuff. And oh, he has that many articles. That doesn't count because I gave up my academic career. And the rest of his arguments are absolutely invalid. I've debunked them already the day he published that blog post. It's absolute crap.
Okay. There was something else I wanted to ask you about.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so I'm not sure if you're aware of who I am or if you're aware about the fact that I have the greatest online public book collection in the world on my Goodreads account, on my public Goodreads account.
Oh, really?
And I have your book on my collection. And I believe I've been getting censored for the past 3 years now. And I'm just wondering why everybody who's pro free speech, no one speaks up for me.
No one speaks up for you?
Yes.
I don't know who you are. So I'm just learning about this Goodreads stuff. So
I've been a long time supporter of yours for a while now. So.
Okay. And so what's happening with your Goodreads page? Is it...
Well,
you're saying it's the biggest in the world? Is it because it has a lot of views?
No. I went viral like 3 years ago in like 2022, right? From what I understand. But they're not allowing me to see my actual view count on every platform, on my Substack, on my YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, when I had it. On all my videos, on everything, they freeze my view count. And I already know they're able to do that because Numberphile has a video on YouTube where one of his videos or views are frozen. So they're able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely,
yeah. It's happened to me also in the past. Some videos, they stop. And even if your friends watch them with their phone, the view count totally stops. So there are ways in which sometimes they break the systems to not allow views to count. But is it because on your Goodreads list, what kind of book do you have on there? Is there Mein Kampf on it?
There is in Mein Kampf, but there are some controversial books. But
okay, there isn't Mein Kampf. Okay, but at least you don't have Mein Kampf. Maybe they detected there's some controversy. And yeah, I mean, pretty much the whole of the internet, except X, up to recently, X was the place where we could have freedom, and Odyssey on the side of video. But the whole of the internet is fully embedded in shadow banning and bad practices of control.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe you might have some awareness on what I've been experiencing, or maybe something you could recommend me to do about my this issue, which is basically that I'm pretty sure I get millions of views on everything I post. I'm pretty sure. On my Substack, on my YouTube, on everything.
But now I'm forced to consider the possibility. Is it possible that you're just fucking deluded and you're just a random schizo?
No. That's not it. No. It's because it's not a coincidence when there's a cause and effect. When there's a cause and a reaction, right? Immediate reaction to the cause, that's not a coincidence.
And what is the cause and effect that you detected here?
Anytime I post something, there's a reaction to it. By everybody, by celebrities, by political commentators, by everybody. But I'll just leave it at that for now. But I appreciate you speaking.
It's
with
okay.
Me.
It's okay. You can leave it at that if you don't feel like talking more about it. But when you say celebrities, I wonder what that means. Does that mean celebrities in your head? Does that mean you have the impression that they're talking about it? Or do you have actual records on the web where you can show me they tweeted about me? Oh, he's gone. Listen, I have the impression. I mean, I'm going to deliver. I'm always honest. I believe he may have schizophrenia. And, I mean, it's not dramatic, bro. Maybe you don't. Maybe I'm wrong. Here, let me just leave the room. Normally in schizophrenia, you end up having delusions that the celebrities are talking about you. And, you know, you should consider the possibility that you may be benefiting from antipsychotics, although a lot of schizophrenics don't like antipsychotics, so they don't take them. In the end, I believe we have seen here a very clear expression of delusions. Because it seems that if celebrities are I can't exclude this. I mean, people become viral these days, but if you become viral, there should be traces of it on the internet. I should be able to see them. There should be objective illustrations. And when I got into the objective tweets and all, there was no response. So most likely you have schizophrenia. Now, most people who have schizophrenia will never acknowledge it. So I'm not going to try to convince you of this. Most people who have it, they will continue living their life in their delusion forever. But if you are an audience member of mine, you are probably more intelligent than the average schizophrenic. And so perhaps you can have the self-insight to say, hey, I'm living in a state of delusions. These celebrities don't exist. These view counts, sometimes they are manipulated. But I think in your case, they may not be manipulated. I think you should show me. If you want, I can walk you through and go through your Goodreads account and your Facebook, and we can have a look at it. But if there are celebrities talking about you, this is going to make a lot of noise on the internet. I'm going to be able to see it. There's going to be hundreds of thousands of likes and exchanges of your content. I'm not sure there is. I think you may be deluded. Yeah, so Trump backing Elon, that's a very sad thing. The Moon Man was pointing out, I just wonder what happened to this Elon. It's hard to pinpoint what his actual beliefs are sometimes. Yeah, I've been covering this for years. When he said demographics is destiny, I was insisting a year ago, I was saying, Elon has to be clearer. When he says make more babies, is he saying that make more babies to all races? Because there's a couple of places on planet Earth that would benefit from a little less babies, let me tell you. And there's a couple of places and races on planet Earth that would benefit from more babies. Angry Sicilian says, an ex-neighbor was schizophrenic. He got it in his head that he was out, that I was out to get him. He called the police on me while I was shaving, saying I was making fun of him. It got real bad. Finally, the cops realized he was batshit crazy. Yeah, very, very important for cops to understand. The state of delusion is absolutely insane in this population. And not only should you not believe a claim on it just being stated, but you should expect that you will be misused increasingly across the year as women have gotten rewarded for lying in family court. They will try to get the police to do. But sometimes I feel that these women who make false allegations in family court, they know that fucking with the police is out of bounds. They know that they could pay the price of their lies there. Because you lie to a police, you waste government funds, and sometimes it becomes a crime and you become prosecuted for lying to the police. Amazingly, women that lie in family courts never get prosecuted. They always are given the benefit of the doubt. Oh, you accused them of rape, but we're kind of not sure whether he raped you. We can't prove it. Like, we should be much archer, because there is an equal amount of waste of government resource and destruction of personal lives going through family court as it would in a police investigation. If anything, family courts are graver because they end up depriving you of your right to see your children forever. Saturn Shine says, is I can't breathe a lie? Well, I think that when George Floyd said this, it was true. But I think he had difficulty breathing because of the drugs he had ingested. So, but I think also that today, black people who get arrested, they use the I can't breathe phrase very quick. We've seen it in a couple of social media videos of arrest. It is the rallying call. At this point, they will say it from the start, and they hope to call to police empathy by doing this, but it's definitely a trick for escape at this point. Trigmamel says, Jeff, what is it called when you have a borderline and schizophrenia, as I think that's what my ex from the Philippines had? I don't know of any term for a mix of borderline and schizophrenia. There is a mix of bipolar and schizophrenia. And if she is bipolar and schizophrenic, we would call her schizoaffective disorder. So schizoaffective disorder is the sum of schizophrenia plus bipolar disorder. So it's a schizophrenia, but with extreme variations of mood, of can be absolute joy and delusions, and I can feel the goodness of the world, and I'm so creative. That's for a day or two. And then she goes into, you're betraying me with ghosts, and there's ghosts coming out of the walls, and they're there to kill me, and they're talking about me on TV, and that's like 4 months. So it's too bad. Very often in schizoaffective disorder, the good moments, they are very short, and the depressed moment can be months. Aaron McIntyre says, a lot of people who moved to the U.S. 10 years ago seem to be an authority on American values, and the number one value, surprise, surprise, is that everyone else from their home country has the right to be in America. That's a very good framing of what's happening here. It's like, can't we have people who have become Republican within the last 2 years, and who have become American within the last 10? And these people, they know how to manage America better than anyone who was there. It's quite disrespectful. Trigmamel says, that's exactly how it was, JF, except it was like that for hours. She would have sudden mood changes in hours with her delusions. Well, it's very possible then that we have schizoaffective disorder. Schizoaffective disorder, I suspect, is much more common than diagnosed, because very often someone will go to the psychiatrist and psychiatrist will settle on, if she has delusions, they're going to say schizophrenia. If she doesn't have delusions, but she has variations of mood, they're going to say bipolar. But the reality is there's most of the female schizophrenics have some degree of bipolar disorder. And we can see it in the statistics. They are much, much more likely to be diagnosed with bipolar disorder. But in the end, what's happening is that it's a cluster of brain states. And if you're more in psychotic mode, you're going to be more also in bipolar mode. And so you have certain individuals, when they reach the psychotic state, they will have variations of mood too. Saturn Shine says, it might be nice to live in a fake reality. My experience is that schizophrenics aren't happy about this reality. In fact, they live a lot of persecution within this fake reality. So it's a fake reality that's more like hell. It's a fake reality of suffering. Schizophrenia is not a desirable state to be. Stephen Wolf says, if you just joined us, we're at the Yes, the Great Replacement is happening, and it's good, actually, because the natives won't work 80 hours a week stage of civilization. I mean, this is it. And in that sense, Elon Musk's integration to the Republican Party is nothing else than the ever-sliding direction of politics toward the left. Because at this point, you have an Elon Musk openly rooting for the Great Replacement, basically, and saying, well, it's because you don't work hard enough. And the problem is, not working hard enough means having choice, means having hobbies, means I'm not working like crazy because I can afford it, because I can pursue better opportunities. I don't have to enslave myself to a San Francisco big tech mogul. Trump asks the Supreme Court to pause TikTok ban so he can negotiate a resolution. He would like to pursue negotiations to resolve some of the issues involved and salvage the platform. But it's a bizarre request, because can you really request something to the Supreme Court as a president-elect? That is very weird, because when you've not been named the president, you shouldn't have authority to speak for the U.S. You can have informal meetings, but I don't know. I don't know what the Supreme Court will do with this. U.S. says that Putin is treating North Korean troops as expendable amid mass casualties. Well, I don't know if it's true in the war against Ukraine, because we've seen this talking point being pushed by U.S. intelligence for many years. They've been trying to diminish the morale on the Russian side. They do so by trying to exploit the distinction between Russian allies. They've been trying to do that, and they've been trying to inflate the number of actual casualties. So I'm not believing U.S. intelligence on basically anything. What else before we leave? Michaela Peterson is trying to to be an intellectual, but he says, why would the woke right pretend it was illegal immigration they were against when it turned out it was immigration in general? At least be honest about it. If there's assimilation into the culture and legal immigration, what is the problem other than skin color? It's like, where do we even begin, you fucking stupid woman? First, the woke right is a term that's meant talk badly about people like me, okay? They want to say, oh, look at how JF is just like the woke left. He cares about race. So no, the woke right has never pretended that it's just illegal immigration. In fact, the only people who have pretended it's just illegal immigration that's a problem is the mainstream MAGA movement and the center-right and the people closer to Trump in these days. So it's not the woke right that pretended that they don't care about race. To the contrary, they're called the woke right because they care about race. You stupid fucking woman. Why are you even trying to contribute to this discussion? What is your goal in life? You want to be an intellectual? Start connecting with the definitions of the word, the words you use. And then she asks, if there's assimilation into the culture and legal immigration, what is the problem other than skin color? I've been dedicating my entire internet life to educate people about this. Skin color is not the only difference between the races. The difference between the races that accompany skin color are extremely important. They range from behavior, from cognitive capabilities, intelligence, potential, political preferences, capacity to live within the bounds of a US-type constitution, capacity for honor, or various behaviors with courtship, various behaviors in their relationship with women and men. Those are the correlates of race. So no, it's not just about the skin color. Although the skin color is a good indicator that tells you what kind of genes a person can carry. Jackie Chan says, related to schizophrenia, have you read the book Surfing Uncertainty by Andy Clark? No, I didn't. It talks about a neural model of layers, a bottom-up stream of sense data, and a top-down stream of predictions, and the brain trying to match patterns with this, especially Chapter 7. Well, I haven't read this specific book, but I am very familiar with neural networks and models of the brain. And yeah, it's interesting to have sensory inputs, classify these sensory inputs into higher and higher category filtering, and then have a kind of supervisor trying to direct attention to specific signals or even to make decisions to transform the inputs into actions. That is all very interesting. And I said, ooch, when I saw this tweet. Stephen McKay says, stop trying to optimize something that shouldn't exist. That's a quote by Elon Musk. He was saying this in the domain of engineering. Many parts of your machine may not have to exist. So if you can make it so that it doesn't exist, don't try to optimize it. But then let's optimize H1B. Oh, yeah, that is... ouch, that is so on target. So on target. We don't need H1B. We have all of the mechanism within society so that when a company needs employees, the company needs to meet the market and needs to say, all right, if I can't find a good engineer at 100K, I'm going to pay 200K for an engineer. And then you have people wising up to this and they say, oh, I'm going to go study in engineering. There's such good pay. But we don't have the time to do this anymore. So they want the 100K, 60K engineer that's going to waste all of his yearly salary on taxes in California and rent. That's what they want. And if you kick H-1B out of the machine, then you have companies obligated to face the reality of the local market and face the reality that, hey, we need to make a place that's attractive for people to want to work for us so that we can attract talent. Adam says, what is your current TRP overtake probability estimate? 99% or higher? Yeah, I would put it at 99.9. Something in that scale. Jackie Chan says, the book talks about schizophrenia as maybe coming from having weak priors. So the brain is generating all these prediction errors and trying to match hypotheses to explain basically random data that leads to further and further cognitive decline. But I would say, if you want to come out with hypotheses about schizophrenia, you can, sure. A dysfunction of the prediction error system of the brain could generate hallucinations. A dysfunction of the attentional generation mechanism could drag your attention toward imaginary stuff rather than real stuff. But those are all very hypothetical because we just don't have that level of understanding of the mechanistic way in which schizophrenia happens. But yeah, interesting theory. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. John D. Batista says, is Nick Fuentes white? And he sends a $25 super chat. Thank you so much for the generous donation. Nick Fuentes doesn't identify as white. He identifies as Afro-Latino because he has, 3% genes of Africans. Nick Fuentes is from Mexican descent, if I understand correctly. Fuentes comes from some sort of Hispanic descent. Saturn Shine says he's half-Italian. But look. I don't even know. I don't know what to tell you. It depends on how you define white. As far as I'm concerned, if the Fuentes comes from Hispanic in the American sense of it, not Hispanic in the sense coming from Spain, Hispanic in the sense of coming from the genetic nucleus of South America, to me, he would be just partly white, and it's whatever part is of him that's not Hispanic. Now, that doesn't really matter. Nick Fuentes is a talented guy, and if he's a Mexican, well, he's a funny Mexican to me.